Hi, everyone. I think that we had like a mic drop moment. How are you, Dr. Renez?
I'm here. We did, but we're back.
Okay, perfect. So this is a great example. We're trying to like have some fun, give some tips. And Dr. Renez, you were just describing amazing tips and tools. And we both were with grab and go with social media, not only as a creator, but as a consumer. And I love what Dr. Barry and you were saying. And I think this applies to all of us. When you put intentionality and love energy, and you were talking about your business coach, like an audience of one, you know, Dr. Renez, we all have to start somewhere, and we don't know which video, which phone call, which meeting in person is going to be like, take us on to a higher ascension path, right?
And she also mentioned that someone is watching you with the power to bless you. So you never know who's watching. So you continue to show up and you never know. Like you said, it would be that one interaction, that one phone call, that one video could literally change a lot for you, for any one of us.
Well, and I also, now we can shift off of social media and just a general tip that applies into any environment, which is exactly tagging off of what you and Dr. Barry said. We're here doing an audio only. I'm going to be on an IG live with you next week. Yay. But can you put your hand on your heart right now? I'm doing the same. And then take a deep breath. Then imagine all of your cells surrounded with white and love and light. Send that love to yourself. Then take another deep breath. Then I'm sending it to you. And I'm sending it to the whole entire planet and even beyond what the mind could imagine. I'm going to do it one more time. So this example of what we just did here is what we can all do to alchemize moments of, like you said, intentionality, blessing, and remember that every moment, thought, and action is the prayer, is the intentionality. Sometimes people don't like the word prayer because they're like, oh, you're preaching to me. It could be the love note, right? So, right. And then what do you think? Do you do that in between? Like I do this in between. I call it the mindful reset, the mindful pause, in between seeing patients, because I'm an empath and I believe you are too. And I energetically, when I'm sending people love and listening to them and helping them as an adult and child psychiatrist, I tend to be such a love bug that I can have days where I feel heavier emotionally if I don't get my swim in, or if I don't do these mindful pauses, because that is a way of having sacred space and good mental health. Can you comment on this for you and how this resonates with you?
Oh my goodness, this resonates with me so deeply. I'm not sure if I had this conversation with you, but my first year of practicing, I was in Peru at the time. And one of my patients asked me this profound question, very simple. It's like, he was like, oh, what do you do with the negative energy? Like, what do you do? Like, you heal people every day. So what do you do to reset yourself? And at that time, I was new into my healing journey, just really understanding who I am, who I was at the time. Because for majority of my life, I was just chasing the idea of success and not really being in tune with who I am. Who am I? And when he mentioned it to me, I was like, oh my, nothing. And I was like, I don't know. And it was, I'm not sure if it was a male or female, but the person told me, like, you are a healer. There's something, you should be doing something to revive yourself and like clear out your energy. And I was like, And then there was another situation where someone put flowers into my office. Somebody bought me a bouquet of flowers and it started dying. I don't know if you believe in any of this, but someone mentioned is like, yeah, I think the energy in here is not clear. That's why, you know, it died. Like there was one in my room and there was one, the same, the front desk. We both had the same bouquet and mine died. And I was So I don't know.
Oh, no, I have a whole from a scientific method. Yeah. You know, this is Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond. And neurostyle is that we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. Fabulous five, biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and sixth sense intuition. And in our part one and part two, we've been talking about energy. So when you're talking about the plants and them picking up on the energy, we've got the linear understanding of the universe and the nonlinear, the Newtonian, the quantum. There's Dr. Masaru Emoto, who is a Japanese businessman, author, and scientist. And he did some stuff with water particles based on sending love to things versus not. So what you're talking about is the energy of a living being, whether it be a human being, an animal, a plant, picking up on the energy vibration of what's going on. So there is consciousness work in this, you know, so I think that what you're saying, keep going. It's real.
It is very real. And then from that point, I really started paying attention to my own energy. And I realized that sometimes I'm not always, you know, the bubbly. I mean, I could pretend, but we can't really fake, you know, what's real. We can't really fake it. So I really started paying attention to what I was putting out, even when I'm with patients. We were talking about mindfulness earlier. What are your thoughts when I'm feeling? And now I take pauses, breathe in. It's just like the easiest and the quickest way to just get recentered.
So when I'm looking at things, like when we're little kids, we're told like stop, drop, and roll if you catch on fire. And so I like to come up with like awareness, self-love, and altruism are things I talked about when I went to India. And you and I have been talking about this, the mindful awareness. Even my intentionality, when you and I were deciding, do we record the show today? And even my intentionality when the first show dropped, right? Do I have perfectionism and try to splice them together? No, I don't need to do that. I'm going to do part two. So what we're talking about, and even yesterday, I have to tell you, I had so many emergencies and I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to talk to Dr. Renez tomorrow. Will I have the right energy to do the show? So I think that real pause and knowing your own neurostyle, like, am I having a stressful day? Am I showing up? And also just you and I being authentic.
Yeah.
If you would have told me, gosh, I just had a most kick butt IG live, but I need to do some editing because my neurostyle will feel better and happier doing the show. You know, we're giving each other, you and I, but we're giving people tools. Like maybe you and I, can we give like some absolute specific tools that you've given with your dance videos, tools that you do, and then you can tell me, tag your it. We'll just go back and forth with different awareness strategies to help people.
Movement, any type of movement. My movement of choice, I say it all the time, is dancing, but just going for a walk. Even when movement, you just mentioned something about prayer, but happy love letters, whatever you want to call it. Even I use movement as a form of my prayer, a meditation. Excuse me, sorry. You could go ahead.
Oh, well, I want to just tag off that and say what I'm now calling my swim time, which I'm going to get to do at 1 o'clock today. I look forward to it. As I call it my lapse of love. Because love is an energy vibrational frequency. And even when I just said that, I'm here voice to voice, but I put my arms up and I went, love, like I'm like, yay, love. Love, the word love and the actual true intentionality of sending each other that is the prayer. And so I integrate different laps. I don't have it's a real fun routine. I just play. I might devote a lap to a patient that needs it. I might devote it to myself. I might just swim and get ideas. So when we're moving and we're intentional about our movement, whether it's in dance or swim or however we want to do it, we can be our own best healers and we can send even more love out to others.
Yes. For you is the pool. For me is the shower. A lot of my ideas come when I'm just not in a rush, because, you know, I'm in a rush a lot of times in the morning, but when I'm really taking myself in the shower, so many ideas come to me that way. So definitely something with me and water. And I love water. I just don't have a pool accessible to me and I can't go to the beach up here. You know, I'm in New York, New Jersey, beaches are no-no. But however, I love water. So for me, my best quiet time is in the shower. Another thing too that helps is just planning board time, like time to do nothing, no cell phone,
yes,
TV, just disconnect from everything. And it's hard when you're not used to it. When you're always used to doing things or having this little device in your hand, it's, I think like our brain is like, I know my brain, I can't speak for anyone. I think my brain has been programmed to always just reach for my phone. It's like automatic.
Yes.
Thinking. So I really had to be intentional. Okay, put the phone over here. You go sit in this room. Even if it's for 5 minutes, just stare at the wall. Or if you close, if you're at work, you could close your office and put shut down everything and just stare at the wall for 5 minutes. And I think that's a good way to like reset.
I love that. I call that shush time. Shush time. And I have
way better.
And but it's fun though, because when I tag it to shush time, it really makes me make sure I shush. And I'm a talker. Everyone knows this. So shushing for me, I even joke with my friends. I'm like, oh my God, I'll give you the talking stick. So even the little shush is my own playful reminder of my own neurostyle. And I also have candles that I light that call upon and feel like if I'm not out in nature, I have candles that I light that sort of send love to others and then to myself when I'm in my shush time.
Nice. I love that. Do you have any particular candles that you use, any brand or?
You know what? I don't. I mean, honestly, it would be fun to like do that because they actually, the more sensory input, I think what you and I are also celebrating when we're talking about mindful awareness, stress release, and mental health is that the more sensory input we put in with intentionality and relaxation, the more we have inner peace, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, and I just want to, you, since we have, and you're such an intelligent, like, woman that's so integrated, can I kind of just do a couple, you know, in your dance videos, how you talk about some strategic tips of when people hold stress in their shoulders or hold this, could you give a couple, almost like Dr. Renee's tips and tools of some of the most common pieces of advice you give your clients when they're having different types of aches and pain? I mean, you and I globally just talked about the power of mindfulness, awareness, movement, de-stressing. We just gave a lot of hacks, but there might be some top things that you see in a day.
Oh, yes. So as a doctor of chiropractic, I have a lot of people coming to me for a typical pain, the neck pain, the back pain, even TMJ, which is your jaw, headaches, things like that. And the number one thing I like, I am intentional of explaining to my patients is that you are your own healer.
Yes.
Your body heals yes. naturally. I'm a facilitator of healing, but your body does the work. So there's nothing that's outside of you that it's, there's no magic pill, right? And everything is connected. So if you're having the neck pain and the headaches, especially tension headaches, we know that is related to stress. How are you managing your stress in your life? And if it's something that, you know, if you really have no tools of how to manage stress in your life, that's why, you know, a therapist, a licensed therapist is a great way to start. I could help you with the stretches and give you, like, tell you, you know, do certain stretches and adjust your posture. You could go to a medical doctor and you could get medication. All those things are great, right? But at the end of the day, we cannot ignore the emotional and the psychological. So the psychological and the mental wellness aspect of our life, your whole body and everything has to be in unison so you could feel better, so you could be in great health. So wait,
this is a good time. I just want to celebrate what you just said. And if we were on stage, I'm imagining me going like this, Alexa, please bring a gong or something fun.
Okay,
you said
Alexa.
Something
Alexa's right next to, like, let's not say her name. She's next right next.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. This is the most important thing what you said, which is why I'm so excited I've met you. As I wrote a spiritual mission statement in 2015 about that for everyone to realize that they're their own healers and that doctors, chiropractors, nutritionists, nurses, all the different types of modalities of mind, body, soul, Western, Eastern, universal healers, that we're here to help one another. So when you're deciding to go see a Dr. Renez or a Dr. Denise or listen to our shows, remember you have the power within. You're making the choice to figure out what tools in the toolbox honor you. So you go to different professionals if you need to, but then you have to remember that you have to listen to your own intuition, your inner GPS. And I find that the best help is when it's integrated mind, body, soul. And when you were talking, I just wanted to like go ding, 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 telling people, giving back the power within their own mind and their body. And it does take time for the body to heal. So I love what you do with your, can you describe your intentionality with what I would call, we talked about this in show one with you, this your intentionality with your moving meditations that you do on social media. Can you just describe how fun that is for you and what you're doing?
Honestly, I can't even tell you how it started. It just...
I bet it started with an idea in the shower.
Well, I know why. Well, you know, I know why it started. Let me be clear. I know why it started because it was helping me manage my own anxiety at the time. So it's like, oh, I love dancing. Let me just turn on the music and dance by myself. I usually just dance when I go out with friends, but it's like, wait, I could do this at home. I'm still feel amazing. But when it comes to social media, I believe it's a gift of mine, and I just like use what you have. And this is my gift. This is sacred to me. Use what I already have in my hands that God gave me this gift to share. And when it comes to the messages in my videos, I didn't want to just dance. I want my videos to move you. To also encourage you to move, because it might be cute that you see someone else's dance. It's like, oh, I'll never be able to dance. I can't do that. But my dancing is so simple that I hope that it encourages people to start moving their body, to understanding their body, to learn in their body. And movement is part of your self-care, your self-love, how you give your body attention. The messages... It's weird because
can I give you some compliments? Because if I were put on the spot, so I just want to say that when I first saw you dancing and moving, I looked at the combination of cognitive behavioral therapy, cognitive reframing. I looked at the dialectical behavioral therapy of the moment of now. And then I looked at the fun and the play. So it really integrates that self-care is the new cool, the deep play. I want to have fun. I want to move. I want to do it. And I like the vulnerability factor of what you've done, because I think we're living at a time, especially rolling out of the pandemic and just the way the human consciousness is ascending, that we're realizing that the more we allow ourselves to experience all of our feelings, but then don't land maybe on the fear, like allow yourself to have fear or upset or stress. But then how do we alchemize that to like an inner peace? So I always talk about crisis, stabilization, and thrive. And what I love about your dance epochs or dance healing moments, you're just rocking it, is they're power packed with your wisdom, your humility, and your vulnerability. And I just love that about you. And I know that sometimes, I don't know how it is for you, sometimes I have a hard time getting compliments, but you, what you're doing, I just want to say I'm so appreciative of what you're doing with your knowledge and wisdom. Thank you.
No, that was beautiful. Thank you. That's a good perspective. Like, listen, I'm just out here just doing it.
Yeah.
Another thing, like, okay, when we think of mental health, mental illness, it's a very real thing. Obviously, it's very serious. But at the same time, our emotions, this is normal. This is us being, this is a part of our human experience. So it doesn't always have to be so serious. We could still have fun and talk about serious topics. So I guess that's another thing I wanted to, you know, bring into my videos. And sometimes I'm very careful. I'm very skeptical. It's like, okay, I can be talking about this and be dancing and smiling and, you know, but at the same time, but I have to think about what if it puts a smile on that one person's face that needs it at the moment. So
you just said something really important, and this might be a good wrap up of our part two of this, discussion. Thank you today. So number one, and this also goes back to what you and Dr. Barry said, and about how this is social media, but just any experience that maybe 90% of people might like what you're doing and 10% doesn't. That's actually also data on what a strong leader is. Usually if someone's a really great leader, they're like 90%, you know, they might get positive feedback and 10%. And this actually goes with like adaptive versus restrictive perfectionism. Like if you were just to only see one or two of your dance things, or maybe only listen to part of the show, it doesn't fill out like the multidimensionality of all of who you are. And I think when we go to ingest media, when we go to appointments, we need to also give ourselves the space to allow like a multisensory experience and not be so quick to judge, because we would have to know more like, who is Dr. Renez? Who is Dr. Denise? Who is Dr. Barry? And then also, if we have our own connection to whatever our higher power is, for me, it's all of it. It's God, it's pure love, it's angels, it's Jesus, Buddha. I include all the ascended masters. So I look at things as love as the highest vibration. And yeah. So when you're in the moment of that joy of what you're doing, and you're giving your knowledge and wisdom, like you said, this goes back to your business coach of saying, even if it's one person that you help, that creates a ripple effect. So I think sometimes people put too much pressure on themselves. And if you're doing your best in that moment, you're fantastic.
Yes to it all.
So are there any, you are doing, since our talk in January and like right here wrapping up, can you let everyone know about the different ways you're sharing your love, your dance, your movement right now at this point in time, and how people can find you?
So if you're in New York, New Jersey area, I am bringing back my Dance for Mental Health classes in person starting next month. So that's something I'm really excited
Ready?
About.
Ready? Woo, woo. I wish I was there. I'd be there with you. Maybe I can join on Zoom one day with you.
Maybe I should. I'm considering adding Zoom, a Zoom option. But I want to focus on the people who's there, like make it like an overall, like a workshop. Not only will dance, maybe we'll cry, journal, affirmation, Nice. Breathing, like a combination of all those things. I'm super, super excited about that. I am also kind of transitioning in the way that I am going to practice and see my patients in the more of a holistic way. So yes, those are the two major things. I'm on social media. You could find me dr.renes. I'm gonna continue putting out content so it could reach at least that one person. And yeah, that's an update. I'm excited.
Well, I'm really honored to know you. And I had such a fun like girlfriend discussion. I think that's the other thing, everyone, whether you're on TikTok, doing a podcast, doing IG, wherever you're at in the universe, these relationships are like, for me, they're my own rocket fuel for ascension. Like I'm like, okay, now I've got the energy. I just spoke to this beautiful soul. Now I get to take a pause and, you know, go help a patient. So I think the power of just being grateful, I'm just so grateful to know you. So thank you for being on the show. And can you again tell everyone your social media handles?
Oh my God. I am super grateful for you. I'm super grateful to have met you through the social media streets, the Instagram streets. But you can find me on Instagram at dr.renes. That's dr.renes.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Have a beautiful weekend. I'm going to launch this sometime today, Friday. Awesome. Okay. Woo. Okay. Bye.